we have to go over Dachtes Omedale Vari Samitsa Misa Dusha de Pliga Rabbi Rabbanan. I already referred to that Teisves before, but I just want to go over that Teisves again, and then the rest of the Gemara consists until Yudam Beis consists just of arithmetic, nothing else. Vari Misa Mitsa Misa Dusha de Pliga Rabbi Rabbanan Bichol Duchte Pshitel El Ashas. So what do we see from this Gemara? Now it's a big chiddush. Now we know that only chayov ikrises, so there is no zike, so there is no yid, no chlitze, and the part of the tzore. But chayov elavim, so midrashim, so is misya bemes. But chachomim vogeize agzeira biyorishen ota biyishnir. And chayov elavim veese, so according to most rishenim, midrashim she is. Pturo mina yibum, but she requires chlitze, and according to some rishenim, so midraise she is pturo mina yibum mina chlitze, because according to maskona of the Gemara, there is no aloche of yesh lachu yivom achas. So mimele seems she's not ill yibum, because there is no einese di chlitze sevese, so mimele, there is no chlitze either, but only midrabono needs chlitze and misyabem. But the aloche, or that the pturo minachlitze mayibum and patas de tzore, that applies only to chayov ikrises. So this Gemara says that's only alibidi dan. We pass like shimatimon. This gdushni is teifes v'chayov alav, and gdushni is not teifes in either. Mashein kein in chayovei, but I'm shaking according to Rabbi Akiva, the Dushni is not a vase, but Chayov Elavim, then all Chayov Elavim have a din like Chayov Ekrisis Levidam. So they are Pturo Menachlitz and Ayivim, and they part of the Tzore. This is what the Gemara said. When the Gemara said, Bifluk the Loika Mayre, Varim Isa Mitzvah Isa Gdusha the Plika Rabbi Kiva Rabbonon, Vikotone, all right. So, Bichol Duchte Pshitalei, so Tezer says, Bichol Duchte Pshitalei Ashas, the Chayov Elavim, the Rabbi Akiva, the Omar, in Dushin Tengsim Chayov Elavim, Lav Nechlit of Yivninu, Kmo Chayov Ekris, the Soch, Koche, so here the Gemara says that, Uvi Oru, Gabi Putzo, Daku, Chushofro, Uferi, Dalet Mises, Vitemelari, so why should we say that just as Achisisho is not Misya Bemes, Pturo Menachlit, Zem Naiv, so according to Rabbi Akiva, all Chayov Elavim, I'm not Misya Bemes, the Abtur Nachlitz Naivim, but the Gemara is the Kashi. The Gemara said that Ervi Gufeli Tzorech Ko. So what does it mean? Because Einese Dichalit Zeh Sheyesh Bekores. So it appears from that Gemara that if an Ese would be Dichalit Zeh Sheyesh Bekores, then Chayov Ekrises could also be Misyam. So the question is, now according to Rabbi Akiva, true, the Gdushin is not Eves, but it's only Chayov Elavim, it's not in Isakores. So Memele, Chayov Elavim, even according to Rabbi Akiva, should be Misya Bemes Midraise, because Ese Deiche, Leise Segreide. Vitemel Rida, Amayle Amrin and Amel Rabbi Akiva, the Leise Ese, Vilitra Leises. So the Ramban, and the Rajbo, and the Ritvo, they all give the same term. And they say, the Teretz is given by the Ramban, and then they all mention the Teretz. Koshe, name it the Ose Ese, the Ochale Isese, the Afil Chayov Ekrisis, the Tzvedushin, have a minute of Yavmon, il av mishun goyo Ose Ese, the Ochale Isese, the Koretz. V'yeish leima, the Rabba Akibe, gol rachmone ba arayes, v'yehu adin lechayov elav, v'chol de loimit v'sebo gdushin, mafti ezik. Akate koshe, hai svore, hecha shamin Rabba Akibe, makshim lehen. All right, but this is the Teretz that he says. So in other words, the Teretz is that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Dushin Ativ Chayov Elavim, so Chayov Elavim are Ervo. So Mimele, they have the same din as Chayov Ekrisis Leidida. Chayov Ekrisis Leidida. So the Pshatin, as I mentioned already, the Pshatin, Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva is, because through the Gemara says, The Gemara says that Elba Gufali Tzorach Ko Deineset Deicha Leises Sheyesh Bekores. So that means that even without the Kzeres HaKosu or Boleo, I would know that Achrisisho cannot be Misya Bemes, because an essay is not Deicha Leises. An essay is not Deicha Leises Sheyesh Bekores. But so that would be the Aloche if there hadn't been Kzeres HaKosu or Boleo. But now that we have Kzeres HaKosu or Boleo, we have Kzeres HaKosu of Oleo, and the Oleo tells us that even Tzoras HaChaisisho is not Tzuka. So why? Because she is the Tzora of an Elba. So mainly the same Kzeres HaKosu that tells us there is no Zike in the Tzora of an Elba. So it applies to an Elba herself. I mean, it's a Kalachimer of logic. It's not an ear of Yavuse, it's common sense. If Kzeres HaKosu tells us that there is no Zike in the Tzora of an Elba, so certainly in the Elva, the same as Akosov tells us, that in the Elva herself, there is no Zike either, without recourse to Enes Edeicha Leises Sheyesh Bekores. The Gemara only says if there hadn't been Exeris Akosov of Elva, so then I wouldn't know that Torah's Elva is not Tzuko. So, but I would know that Elva herself is not Tzuko. Why? Because Enes Edeicha Leises Bekores. So then, Chayov Lavim, according to Rabbi Kiva, would be distinguished from Chayov Krisis Levitan. But now, but I leave it to MS, that even Tzor, there is Kzeres HaKosu of Oleo, and that even Tzoras Elvo has no Zike. So why? Because of the Elvo. So Elvo herself, certainly because of the Elvo, there is no Zike. So Mimele, there is no Zike, so it's not Shayach to say, as a day Chalois is a Shesh Bekores. Now, why doesn't Teisves understand the Teretz? I mean, that's such a simple Teretz. As a matter of fact, that once we have Kzeres HaKosu of Oleo, so the Kzeres HaKosu of Oleo tells us not only in regard to Tzoras Elvo there is no Zike, but Elvo herself has no Zike either. This is mentioned by the Rashi Daf Tes Amud Beis. We'll soon learn it. V'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rashi says, V'pir Dalet Achin, Itna. Dalet Achin, Shnayim Nosu Shtei Achoyis. ומייסו אנסויים את החויס, הרי לוחיל צזבוי מסייב מייס, ובי ששתיים סקוקיס לזה ושתיים סקוקיס לזה, ונוסיף היי כפוגע בחיס כקוסי, ודמי להחיס אישה בחייל, וכתון אורסום, הוי שאחס מנסור על היחו דיסר ערבו, כן שוי שחמייסי כליסי, אוסו בו ומותו בחיסו, תלב החיס כקוסי היא, משום דאח ערבו היא, ולוי סקוק עלי, דרחמונו פטרה מיני, מדרושס עולה או עולה. So he says, the lava chis kukosihi, the mishum dehach elvohi, velois fukale. So Rashi is explaining why an elvo, there is no zikah than elvo herself, not in Tzoras Elvo. So he says, the rachmonet patremne, midrosh asoleo aleo. But the Gemara says, elvo gufali tzorcho, it's only Tzoras Elvo. And here Rashi applies it to elvo herself. The answer is, once there is a Kzeres HaKosu, Ligavi Tzoras Elvo, so of course the same Kzeres HaKosu has application to Elvo herself. But we don't need it. But then Kzeres HaKosu certainly has application to Elvo herself. So Mimele, even though there could be three, but it's a double parshut, that there is no Zike because it's an Elvo. So why does the Ri ask and doesn't give it Eretz? Didn't the Ri conceive of that Lomdes? And the Ramban, even though he gives the Eretz, so he still says, how did the Gemara know that? In other words, it's not such a double portion. It seems to be a very simple thing. The answer is true, that the Kzeres HaKosu, of Oleo Oleo, if it applies to Tzoras Elvo, it certainly applies to Elvo herself. But we could argue that if, let's say, it is the kind of an Elvo that the Shem Elvo cannot be Poka, say no Haname. So then the Kzeres HaKosu tells us that there is no Zike in the Elvo, and there is no Zike in the Torah of the Elvo. So generally speaking, it is an Elvo. But here, if we were only to apply the din of Esedeicha Leisese, so then it wouldn't be an Elvo. It's not, the pshat is not, let's say, that if we were to apply the aloche of Esedeicha Leisese, so she would be
remain an Avo. He would remain an Avo, but it would be a heter to be Miyavman Avo. No, that's it out of the Sasre. Because there couldn't be any Tfisas Yim in an Avo. Because an Avo is Mufkas of Gdush. But if there had been Triye, so then the Chemerbo would be Poka. The Chemerbo would be Poka. So Mimele, it wouldn't be an Avo. So by Chayovet Tri says there is no Triye. So Mimele, the Chemerbo cannot be Poka. If the Chemerbo cannot be Poka, so once we have the Xerasakosov of Aleo Aleo. So Mimele, without. So then, the tzaddik zersakosov itself, as Rashi points out, after some base. So there is no zike. So Tesis also understood that the zersakosov of Aleo applies to the Avo itself, not only the Tzoras Avo. But Tesis assumed that inasmuch as there could be Triye, so maybe the Shemelbo should be Poka. So maybe the zersakosov would have no application. The zersakosov has application to a woman who has the Shema Avo, but here by applying the general principle of Esen Echalei, it's a secret. The Shema Avo would be Poka. The Shema Avo would be Poka. So what is the teretz of the Ramban and the Rashbo? So the teretz of the Ramban and the Rashbo is that this Yerzakos of Ovaleo tells us that there is no Zike in a woman who is Avo Bialm. True, if we were only to apply the deen of Esed Echaleis, then the Shemelva would be Poka. Elva means she's assured. But if Esed Echaleis, she becomes Muteres. So Mimele, the Shemelva would be, Poka. I mean, in other words, we can't say as Rabbi Chanan says. I mean, what Rabbi Chanan says is, I mean, it's not conceivable. He says that it's only a simen. I mean, all the kreves and the isure arayes is only a simen for an avo, but it's not the isa that makes her into an avo. No, it's not like that. Of course, why is Achisisho different than any other woman? Because of the isra of Achisisho. And whenever there is no isra of Achisisho, so Achisisho is not distinguished from any other woman. So Mimele, Teisa says the Kashe, Teisa says the Kashe because Teisa thought that if there would only be Triye, so then the Shemer would be Poka. And the Ramban's teretz is that here the Xerzakosov of Aleo tells us that there is no Zike in a woman who is Elvo Bealme. If she would only be an Elvo. Bealme, not in connection with mitzvah of Yiv. So Mimele, there is no Zike. So that's why the Ramban asked, how did the Gemara know that? Maybe the Pshat in the Gzasakos of Aleo is not that there is no Zike in an Elvo Baalme, but there is no Zike in an Elvo where even if there had been Yiv, in other words, she would be an Avo. Mashenke, in the case where we can apply the principle of Esed Echaleisa, so she wouldn't be an Avo here, because the tree itself would be Mafkir Shemel. But, so that's what Ramban asked, how the Gemara knew, but the Teretz is the Gemara knew, I mean. The Gemara knew. Alright. Now, the reason as to why it tastes this, the reason as to why Teisves was able to ask that Kashi, and Teisves didn't say the Ramban's Teretz, that since he, once we have the Xerzakosov of Aleo, so Mele there is the Xerzakosov of Aleo implies that there is Afkoe Zike by Elvo. There is Elvo is Mafkia Zike. Because Teisves held that Monefshech, if we are only to apply the principle of Triye, so then through Triye the Shemelvo would be Poka. So maybe the Gzakosov of Aleo couldn't have application because she wouldn't be an Elvo. Never. But that is only Tesis Lishitosi. That is only Shayach Tesis Lishitosi. But Rashi, we couldn't say it according to Rashi. Rashi couldn't even ask that Kashi. According to Rashi. Now, Daf Mem Tes, there is a Gemara, Daf Mem Tes here in Yevamos, there is a Gemara Omar Abaye, the last line of that Memtes Omud Aleph, and then it continues in Memtes Omud Beis. Omar Abaye, Hakel Meidim Bibo Al Anido Ve'al Aseite Shein Avlad Mamzer Nido Do Tafse Begdush Shenema Ruti Nido So Olo Afilu Bishas Nido So Tafse Begdush Seite Name Do Tafse Bo Gdush. So Tanya Mohoche Hakel Meidim Bibo Al Anido Ve'al Aseite Ve'al Shemeres Yobim Shein Avlad Mamzer Shein Avlad Mamzer. Now, so in other words, the Gemara says, Hakol Meidim, even Rabbi Akiva, who says, Ein Gdushin Teif Sim Chayov Alavim, and Mimele, the Vlad of Chayov Alavim, according to Rabbi Akiva, is a Mamzer. But, by Nido, that is Kores, not Lav, but Kores. So one could say, even according to Shimon HaTimoni, even with the Dan, so Gdushin shouldn't be Teifes. So, by Nido, everybody is made that Gdushin is Teifes, and by Seite too. Even with Rabbi Akiva, that Lav, Gdushin, Nativ, Chayov Alavim, and Seite, there is a love, in other words, she is in, so she's a sur of the vailo, but Gdushin is Tefes. In other words, let's say, a shishish was mizane, she committed adultery. So he was Mikarisha. He's Mechuyev to be Mikarisha. And then he was Mikadisha again. So the Gdushin is Tefes, even a little bit of Rabakim. So the Gemara says, well, I say this, Shalom Hamza, Nido do Tafse Begdushin, she never would Tinik do Solo. I feel we shas Nido, so Tafse Begdushin. Say the name, do Tafse Begdushin. Tafse Begdushin. So, Binigeya Nido, so the Gemara says, how do we know that Gdushin is Tefes Binido? Because of Xeras HaKosuv, Uti Nidoso Olof, Afilu Bishas Nidoso Tafse Begdushin. Seite the Gemara doesn't mention Iposik. So Seite Name the Tafse Begdushin. How do we know that Seite Tafse Begdushin? So Rashi says, because if Gdushin wouldn't be Tefes by Seite, let's say, a woman who committed adultery, and then the husband was Migarisha, and then the husband was Mikadisha. So if we are only to assume that when the husband is the former husband is Mikadisha again, Gdushin is not Tefes, then every time a woman is Mizane, the Gdushin should be Poka. The Gdushin shouldn't even require again. This is what Rashi says. So Teisa says, "Pirush v'kunches, the achlach hashazim sol lipokam in kedusha or shem. V'koshel ri, the need of namu lipak in kedusha. V'afilu hoch yistrich kol asuyin tafse b'kedusha." So Teisa says, "Kashim monavshech. If according to Rashi, there is a cloud that if in a certain woman kedushin is not teifes, so even if kedushin was teifes 50 years ago, so it should be poka. So why does the Gemara have to resort to a special zakos of gabinido?" Why couldn't the Gemara say with Rasvore that Nido is Tevez Dushin? Because if Dushin wouldn't be Tevez in a Nide, so every time a woman becomes a Nide, Dushin should be Poka, I mean every month, in the every woman, so Dushin should be Poka, I mean that's inconceivable. So why does the Gemara have to resort to a special Gzasakosuv that Dushin is Tevez Nide? So it seems that one is not, does not necessarily follow from the other. That even if a certain woman is an Elvo and Gdushin is not Tevis in her, but that does not mean that if she became a Kodeshes before she became an Elvo and then she becomes an Elvo, the Gdushin should be Polka. So Mimele, why does Rashi apply it to Seite, the same story? So what does Teisa say? Leimer read the Goras v'chein berei svarim say the name oksiv bo avaya v'tafse v'kdushin pire shegir shom arzir of avaya d'chsiv bo hanekol v'yes lo lishv. So by saying that there is also a special tzatzakos. In other words, so we have a machlekes between Rashi and Teisa. According to Rashi, so whenever a woman is an elbo and kdushin is not teifes, and kdushin is not teifes, so Mimele, we have to say that not only it's not Tevis at the very outset, but even if Dushin was Tevis at the very outset, because at that time she wasn't an Elvo, and then later on she became an Elvo, the Dushin should be Poka. Because Elvo and Ishis are inconsistent with each other. So for the same reason that Dushin cannot be Tevis in an Elvo, so they cannot continue either. They cannot continue either. Now, I think that I once mentioned, not in Ishia, but I once mentioned the story, it's a true story. I mentioned that at the Sheva Broches, once or maybe more than once, Reb Chaim and Ratzover, you know, it's often Spaneach. So they met the conference of Rabbonim in Petersburg. I mean, that's Leningrad today. So the Ratzover, Rabbi Yisef Rosen, discussed this kasha of Teisves against Rashi. I mean, Teisves asks against Rashi, I mean, how does one follow from the other? True that the Kedushin is not Teifes, let's say that Kedushin is not Teifes Niseite, but how does it follow that if Kedushin wouldn't be Teifes Niseite, that when she is Mizane, so the Kedushin should be Poka? So Rachova said, because Rashi Shiti is, that's Igoyen. You see, so Rachova said that when a man is Mikadesh and Nisho, so it's not one Chaleis for the rest of her life. But every second, there is a new Chaleis of Kedushin. And Reb Chaim did not approve of that, so Reb Chaim said in the presence of all the Rabbonim, Eibazei Reb Yoshe is Mazel Tovayich, Yitach Gevong, Yitach Yitzach Hasnegat. So in other words, so this is the Teres that the Ratzover said. I mean, but of course, I mean, it's not Mistaber that when one is Mekadesh and Nisho, when I'm on the Kaddish and Nisho, so every second it's a new Chaleis HaKedushin. But why does Rashi say that if Kedushin wouldn't be Teves Niseite, then every time in Shishish is Mizane, the Kedushin should be Poka? Because Rashi's Svora is, and it's a very good Svora, I mean, it's not Muchach. I mean, Teves Svora is Mistaber, and Rashi's Svora is Mistaber, they're both equally Mistaber. But Rashi's Svora is that if Kedushin is not Teves in an Elvo, so what does it mean? That if there is an inconsistency between Elvo and Iches, not Vises Kedushin. The inconsistency is not between Kedushin, the act of Kedushin and Elvo, but between a key and Iches, and the marital relationship and Elvo. So Mimele, for the same reason that Kedushin cannot be Teves, so the marital relationship that continued for some time should be Poka. Now, but Teisa says the Kashe. So why does the Gemara have to resort to a special Zasakosuf in connection with Nide? So without the Zasakosuf, now it goes without saying that the Kedushin is not Poka every time a married woman becomes Nido. So maybe it's a Raya, the Kedushin can be Teves in a Nido at the very outset. So that's the discussion. So obviously, Rashi distinguishes between Nido and Seite. In other words, because Seite, if we didn't, so in other words, because Seite, let's say, according to Rabbi Akiva, it should be Chayov Alav, so it should be an Elv. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that Chayov Alav is an Elv, so Mimele, Kedushin has to be Teifis. Kedushin has to be Teves. So now, so if we, so Rashi says that the fact that it taught now, even though according to Rabbi Akiva, Kedushin is not Teves b'chayov olavim, and every chayov olavim is an elvo, but the Seite we have to say is an exception. Why? Because if Seite wouldn't be an exception, so the Kedushin should be poka, because Seite is also chayov olavim, it's also an elvo, but Nide. Even though Nida is Chayav Krisis. And so in other words, and if we didn't have a special Zasakosuf that by Nida Kedushin is Teifes, so then even our liberty is done by Nida Kedushin should be Teifes. So what would we say then? We wouldn't say. Now let's say, suppose there hadn't been a special Zasakosuf. Suppose there hadn't been a special Zasakosuf that by Nida Kedushin is Teifes. So then Kedushin wouldn't be Teifes by Nida. Kedushin wouldn't be Teves Banide, but we couldn't say that Nide is an Elvo. Because the whole Halishem of Elvo means that this woman is forbidden to this man. That's the definition of Elvo. But Nide, as we discussed it, you know, that base on Medalev, in connection with the tases, the bottom tases, that base on Medalev, Ein Lehakshiz, in Nide Tesal Yibim. So we said that Nido is not Elvo. And I mentioned that there is, in regard to Yehoi Val Yaveh, there is a Machlekes Rishenim. So there are Rishenim who say that there is no din of Yoigla Yahweh Ligabe Nido. There are some Rishenim who say that there is Yoigla Yahweh, so we explained it. That even the Rishenim who say there is Yoigla Yahweh, so it's a special Zerasakosu that it has the Chimer of Arayas. Not that it is an Ervo, it's not Chayach. It's not Chayach to say Nido is an Ervo. Ervo by definition means that this woman is forbidden to a certain man. Let's say Achisei, Imei, Bitei, Achisoviv, Achisimei, Chameisei, Imchomov, they are forbidden women to him. But Nido that is Asur to the husband, how is it Chayach to say? I mean, it's a forbidden woman to the husband. The husband is also Lovei Alishtei Benidusa. But it's not Chayach to say an Arvo. So why does the Gemara say that Hakel made him Benido the Dushni Steifes because of a special Zerasakosuv? The implication being that if there hadn't been a special Zerasakosuv, then I would say the Dushni is not Teifes Benido. But Nido, it's not Chayach to say she's an Arvo, Nido. Because the Eastern Nido applies to the husband. How is it Chayach to say one's own wife, he becomes an Ervo every month? By definition of Ervo means a woman who is forbidden, who is forbidden to the husband. So the answer is, even if the halacha had been that Kedushin is not Eifes in a Nido, so it wouldn't mean that Nido is an Ervo to the husband. But, I mean, if she's not an Ervo to the husband, she couldn't be an Ervo to anyone else. What difference does it make? Is the same Isa. But since Shimon HaTimoni learns it out through a smichus, because the posik of Leyovi Mamza Bekol Hashem is mentioned right after Knafoviv, and Knafoviv means Shimeres Yovim of Aviv, and what kind of an Isa, what kind of a chiyuv of an Enesh is there by Shimeres Yovim Shel Aviv? Kores. So Mimele, we would learn out that the offspring of a bia of Kores is a mamza, and Gdushin is not Eves. So it would be a special Zerasakosuv that the offspring of a Nido is a mamza, and Gdushin is not Eves. But not that Nido is an Ervo. Not that Nido is an Ervo. So Mimele, we cannot say that since Gdushin is not Eves, so Mimele, the Isha should be Paka. If the Gdushin is not, if the reason why Gdushin is not Eves is because of the Shem Ervo, so we say, just as the Shem Ervo is inconsistent and negates Tvisas Gdushin, so the Shem Ervo is inconsistent and negates the continuance of a marital relationship. Masha'inkin Gabinido, even if we didn't have the Gzeras HaKosov, and we would say that the offspring of a Nido is a mamzer, and Gdushin is not Eves. But it wouldn't be because Nido has a Shem Ervo. It's a chayach to say Nido has a Shem Ervo. So it would be special Zeres HaKosov that the offspring of Bias Nido is a mamzer. Not be that it has a Shem Ervo, and Gdushin is not Eves. So Mimele, we cannot mention Iraye from the fact that a woman who became a Nido after Gdushin was Teifes, and Bishastri says Gdushin, she was not a Nido, and later on she became a Nido, that the Gdushin should be Poka. If the reason as to why Gdushin is not Teifes is because of the Shem Elvo, so Gabi Seite, so if Gdushin wouldn't be Teifes, it would be because according to Rabbi Akiva, Seite would have a Shem Elvo. Mashenkin Gabi Nido, even if Gdushin wouldn't be Teifes in a Nido, so we couldn't say that Nido has a Shem Elvo. She has a Shem Ervo. But it would be just Zeres HaKosov because of the smichus of Leyovi Mamza Bekal HaDeshem being mentioned next to Ligalik Nafoviv, which is Isure Kores, like Shemeres Yovim Shel Aviv. So Mimele, we couldn't say that if Dushin is not Eifes, so Mimele, Dushin should be Poka. Because Dushin would not be Eifes because of a special Zeres HaKosov, but the Shem Ervo it wouldn't have. So why should it be Poka? Masha'inkin Ligabei Seite. If according to Rabbi Akiva, Gdushin would be Teifes, so then Seite would be Mamesh and Ervo. Like Olada Chayav Elavim. If the reason is why Gdushin is not Teifes at the very outset is because he doesn't have Hashem, because Seite has Hashem Ervo, so for the same reason that Gdushin is not Teifes, because there is an inconsistency between Elvo and Tvisas Dushin, so the Dushin should be Poka too, because for the same inconsistency between a marital relationship and Elvo. Alright, now. So anyway, so we see there is a machlekes dafnem tes in Yevomes. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesvis as to whether the Yisar Elvo, the Shem Elvo, is only precludes Tvisas Dushin, but it's not mafkia ishes, or the Shem Elvo is mafkia ishes. According to Rashi, the Shem Elvo is mafkia ishes. Now, so Teisve says that Kashi, v'teim el rida mayle amrino nam el Rabba Akive. Rabba Akive, de lo yise esev litre lo yise se, Teisve says that Kashi, as that Kashi, because Teisve is lishitos. Mashein kein, so Teisve is Kashi is, eilach name. There is exeris akdol, the Kosovo Valeo, that is applicable to Tzora Servo, certainly is applicable to Elva herself, but if we are only to apply the principle of Tria, so then the Shem Elva would be Poka, and Mimele, so that exeris Kosovo Valeo wouldn't have application. Mashein kein, according to Rashi, that the Shem Elva is not only precludes the Tvisas Dushin at the very outset, but it's mafkia gdushin the Shem Elvo. Now, suppose, so Tesis couldn't test that kashi. The Amayla, according to Rashi, the Amayla Amrino Namal Rabba Kiva, the late Chesim, the Leise Esem, the late Chesim. What would be the kashi? Leise Esem, the late Chesim. So it should be like Chayov Lavam, Alibi the Rabbon, Alibi Shematimoni. So what does the Gemara say? That Midraisi is Mishya Bemes. But why were the Chachomim? Why would the Chachom gaze there that she should not be Mishya Bemes? Because Gzeira Bir Rishaino, Otu Bi Oshniyo. Now, so Mimele, even if we were to assume, let's assume for a moment, for argument's sake, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, there is a loch of Tchiyah B'chayav Lav. Because the essence of even is Deicha Dalei Isa Self Mamzeres. So what would be Mutar according to Rabbi Akiva? Only be a Rishayno. Be a Shniyo wouldn't be Mutar. It couldn't be Mutar according to Rabbi Akiva more than according to us. So be a Shniyo would still be Osa. So vis-a-vis be a Shniyo, there wouldn't be any Tchiyah. So since vis-a-vis be a Shniyo, there wouldn't be any Tchiyah, so then she would become immediately after. True, as long as there is Tchiyah, so the Shem Elvo is Poka. But the Tchiyah applies only to be a Rishayno. To be a Shniyo, the Tchiyah doesn't apply. So immediately after be a Rishayno, the Shem Elvo would be Chal again on her. Now, and according to Rashi, so according to Teisves, can ask that Rashi. Because according to Teisves, even though immediately after the Bi Orisheino, the Shem Elvo, would be Chal, but the Ishes wouldn't be Poka. After all, even Tvisas Yivim is like Tvisas Dushin. And according to Rashi, that Shem Elvo can be Mafkiya Gdushin, that was already Chal, so the Shem Elvo can be Mafkiya Tvisas Yivim, that was already Chal. It's the same thing. Yivom Yove, it's a special aloche of Yivom Yove Aleo. But the result is the same. She becomes Ishtay through Yiv. So Mimele, according to Rashi, that the Shem Elvo does not only preclude Tvisas Dushin at its inception, but the Shem Elvo can be Mafkia Gdushin that was already Chal some time before. So Mimele here too, let's say that according to Rabbi Akiva there is also three. So then the Shem Elvo would be Poka. But after Bi Orisheino. But immediately after Bi Orisheino, there is no Tchiyah. There is no Tchiyah. It was already Mikayim the Mitzvah. So if there is no Tchiyah, so the immediately after Bi Orisheino, the Shem Elvo would be Chal upon the Mamzeres. And if the Shem Elvo would be Chal upon the Mamzeres, so the Tvisas Yivim would be Poka. And if the Tvisas Yivim would be Poka, so such a Yiv that has to be Poka automatically, immediately after the Bi Orisheino, that's not a Yiv. It cannot be Mikayim the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah is Yivom or Yovel. And if the Tvisas Yivim is of such character that immediately after the Bi Orisheino, the Tvisas Yivim is Poka, so that's not Yivim. So Mimele, there couldn't be any Tchiyah. So the only way to have Tchiyah is that it should be allowed, it should be Deiche, not only be a Rishayno, but be a Shniyo. Also, And that it cannot be deiche, because at the time of the Biyashniyo, he will not be mikayim the mitzvah. So meled, there couldn't be any tchiyah according to Rabbi Akiva. So in other words, so Teisves is able to has that kashe, because Teisves lishitose, tafmem tes, that the Shemeavo only precludes the Tvisas Dushin at its inception. But once Dushin was chal, and then the Shemeavo was chal upon the woman, so it does not negate the Dushin. Some may have a can ask that kashe. True, there's exact a cause of Ovaleo, that there is no Zike by an Elvo, but let us apply first the din of Esedi Chalei, says it. So Mimele, the Shemeavo will be poka. So Mimele, Zike will be there, and then Yivim will be Teves, and two, but the Tchiyah is only in regard to Bir Risheino, and immediately after Bir Risheino, so he will not be allowed to live with her, but the Gdushin, the Yivim will not be Poka, he'll have to give her a get. Mashenkin according to Rashi. So immediately after Bir Risheino, even if we were to apply Tchiyah, so immediately after Bir Risheino, so the Shemeavo would be chal upon her, and Mimela that would be mafkia that we says even. So Mimela such a even is that has to be foka. Immediately after Bir Risheino is no even. It cannot be the kind of din of even with that kind of even that will be foka automatically by itself. Immediately after Bir Risheino. So Mimela, it's not shayach to say tchiye. If it's not shayach to say tchiye. So Mimele, the Zasakosu Pavaleo applies, and that there is no Zik. Alright. Now, the Gemara. Vi Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. The fourth line. Vi Chayim Tone Rav Chiye Bikulon Anikere Ben Ho Asur Olo Ze Muteres Leze Vi Asur Olo Ze Muteres Leze Va Achitso Shi Yivem To Chilete Soy Mis Yavemes. Now let's go over the whole Rashi. Wo mer abi do mer ab fir galadachin dit nam galadachin shnay no so shtey achoyes now so they are four brothers Reuben Shimon Levi ve Yehuda and I mean this is the names that Rashi picked Reuben Shimon Levi ve Yehuda so Reuben ve Shimon samin Rashi himself changed the names so at first so Reuben and Shimon were the two brothers that are deceased and Levi and Yehuda are the brothers that survived. And then later on, when Rashi explains the other cases, so he changes. And Levi and Yehuda are the deceased brothers. And Reuben and Shimon became all of a sudden the surviving brothers. Not that there is any difference, I mean, in the names. You know, the Tirot Mimo, Rebbe Hepstein, the Orach HaShulchan son, so he wrote an autobiography in three volumes, very interesting autobiography. If one wants to know stories about the lives of the daily Israel, I mean, 100 years ago, so he should read the Mikir Boch of Rebbe Hepstein, the Tirot Mimos. So he tells all kinds of stories about the daily Israel, but he has other stories. Agavurche, so he has stories about Vaskilim too. So he mentions that when he was a young boy, so he studied in Vilna, in a certain Bismedresh. And Mendel Amichasvorim, I don't know whether you know who Mendel Amichasvorim was, but Mendel Amichasvorim is considered as the father of Yiddish literature, the founder of Yiddish literature, Mendel Amichasvorim. So Mendel Amichasvorim, he was a very capable person, but primarily he was a letz. I mean, more than anything else, he was a letz, Mendel Amichasvorim. So, and Mendel Amichasvorim, so as a young boy, he studied in the Bismedrash in Vilna. So, Rebbe Hepstein also learned in the same Bismedrash where at one time before, so Mendel Amichasvorim studied. So Rebbe Hepstein found all the Gemores of Mendel Amichasvorim that Mendel Amichasvorim used as a boy, and he was while he was a boy he learned a lot. I mean, while he was a boy, so Rebbe Hepstein looked. He also learned from the same Gemores. So in the Gemara Bava Kama, the Gemara Bava Mitzie, Ruven Shemochar, Omar Abaye, Ruven Shemochar Soder Lishimen. Ruven Shemochar Soder Lishimen. So, without any exception, so Mendel Michasforim wrote on the margin, Lifi Anir's Daiti, the love dafke Ruven Shemochar Soder Lishimen. But he didn't miss. Whenever there is a gemara, whether it's in Mokamim, or Metziim, or Basre, and apparently he was a matzmid as a boy. So, in every gemara, whenever the gemara says, he put down, Lefianias Daiti, the love dafke, Ruv Mishemochasod Lishimen, Do Hadin, Shimen Shemochasod Lerum. So I'm saying, Rashi changes the orders, but it's love dafke, I mean. But at first, Rashi mentions, So this is the Rashi. Again, the Rachmona Patramenei, mit Rosh Soleo Oleo. So Rashi emphasizes the Rosh even in connection with the Elva itself. Vashaini also beste. Hoiso Ashni o Asuro al Ashaini is a Ravo, kigen Shoiso Hameise, ho Asuro loze mutaras loze, kigen Roche Leleo Shte Achoes, vinoflu lifnei Levi Yehuda. So far, Rashi mentions that Reuben and Shimon are the deceased brothers, and Levi and Yehuda are the surviving ones. Rochel Chameisi shall Levi, Vileo Chameisi shall Yehuda. Rochel Asur le Levi muteres le Yehuda. The Lavachis Kikosi, the Leo Luiskuka Leido Chameisi, Vileo Asur le Yehuda muteres le Levi. Veino Achis Kikosi, the Rochel Luiskuka Le, the Chameisi, Vikotone Hosom, Zui Shomru Achis Kishi Evento, Oichletes Oi Misiabemis. שתי אחוי שיש יבום איזו לזו שנוסו לשני אחים ונופלו לשני אחים או יכול לצא זה מסייב מיס רויס לחליצו לאיב וכגן שהוי סו כל אחס אסורו על איך עוד ישראל so not worried so what is so זה אחי סו שאיבם תוך חילצה זה מסייב מיס in other words איב the two sisters-in-law So it's choletes oy misyabemis. Vikomer Rav Yude, bichulon tesvov aroyes ani kere b'hem mishne zu asur lezu muteres lezu. Kleimar efshel iskayim mishkachet bichulon sheyebeis achoyes neiflis lebeis achim vizu asur loze mishum bitei vizu asur loze mishum bitei vichem baz bitei vichem kulon utei asur loze muteres leze vasur loze muteres leze v'yisyab yusheir. אבל פי שאין שתי אחויות, ולאמרו לה אחי סקוקוסי. So Rashi says, ביטל ומשכח, אז למין דגמור אסת את זה. Alright. So רב יהודה מתארגן מחמי סבילך, אבל שיטה בובו, דרי שאלוי. So he mentions it only from חמי סיאן. But up to חמי סינת. Why up to חמי סינת? So actually he could mention it על ידי ניסויין, we could visualize a case על ידי ניסויין in connection with it. Everyone, except Bitei. But Baz Bitei and Baz Noi could be visualized as the Nisui. But since Bitei herself could not be visualized as the Nisui, that's impossible, only as the Ines. So since he cannot mention Bitei, he doesn't mention Baz Bitei and Baz Noi until Chameis. But really, I mean, it's hard to understand. I mean, why shouldn't he mention the others, only Bitei cannot be visualized al yidei nisuin. But Baz Bitei and all the others can be visualized. So why shouldn't the Tana mention it? But this is what the Gemara says. Alright. So V'Rab Yudeh mitarge mechamei seveilich. Avol shite vobe derei shalom. Why? My time ekibim di Bitei. Beyonsin. Mishkachas lo binsuin. Loi mishkachas lo, so bisuin kamayre bin suin kamayre. So the Tane was not disposed to mention Baz Bitei when he cannot mention Bit. But he cannot mention Bit. What's the reason? I don't understand. Alright, but this is what the Gemara says. ובאיה מתרגם אב בידי מה נסוסי כים דשפוך המשכח עשבו איבאי מנהלן סינטהבה איבאי מנהל סוינטהבה אבו איך יסוכב שלא יהיה בלום אלוי מה הייתה אימא כים דרב שימנו דמשכח עשבו לרבונון לא יהיה משכח עשבו סאו בפלוק תלוי כמייר לולוי כמייר ורב ספרה מתרגם אף איך יסוכב שלא יהיה בלום אלוי ומשכח עשבו בשיטה האחים ועלי מדרב שימן וסימון אורך מייס נילד ויובן מייס נילד ויובן אורייט, צוי ילד רש ביטה למשכח עצמו ביטה מהנסוסי שיהיה אפשר לביטה של רובן וביטה של שימן לי יש אחוי יש מנועי שהרי יש יש רובן שיולדו לו בס וגיר שו סולוי ניס סוב לשימן שקוש הסוכב לי סו יצטע צ'ייך על דניסוי בת על דיינס יש צ'ייך אלו אורך המשכח עצמו רובן עונס אישו ויולדו לו בס וחוז השימן ויונס הסנוס הסוח שמתור אצלי ויוס רותירו עלי שסח על בקדוש וחוז רוב יולדו לבס לשימן so then the two daughters are sisters from the mother's side הרי בס רובם והשימן אחו יסמני וניסו ללי וביהודה אחי אביין so here Rashi changes the order so in other words until now so רובן and שימן were the deceased brothers and Levi Yehuda is surviving brothers. Here, Rashi... So the Vinisu Lei Bihude, the Him Bas Nation Ruven, Him Bas Nation Shimen, Shoyaho is Nay, the Him Basistish Ruven, Basistish Shimen, Shoyaho is No, Kiginachin, Shinoso Base Noshim, Viodo Base Bonnets, U Base Nachshe, Vinisu Base Nosh of the Ruven, Vishimen, U Base Nays of the Lei Bihude, U Mace Lei Bihude, Basish Shimen, Tisyabin. וראובן, ואחיסו לשימן, וכן בז ביתו של אישס ראובן, ובז ביתו של אישס שימן, שהוא יחויס מנהוב, וכן בז בנו של אישס זה, ושל אישס זה, שהוא יחויס מנהים, וכן חמיסי של ראובן, וחמיסי של שימן, שהוא יחויס, וכן עם חמיסי, וכן עם חומו, וכן אחיסי של ראובן, מימי, ואחי שימן מימי, הוא יחויס מנהוב, ונופלו לפניהם ליהודה, כי עם ראובן ולוי בני יעקב, מרוכל, הוי לו, So Reuben and Levi were the sons of Yaakov through Roche. Vilo Bas, but through a previous marriage, she had a daughter, Menachshe. Vichei Shimon and Yehuda, Bnei Yaakov mi Bilo. Vigam lo iso Bas, Menachshe. Vinoso Levi Bas Bilo, Menachshe. Vyehuda noso Bas Roche Menachshe. Vein Shteach Reis. ומייסי לוי ויהודו ונוף לפני רובי ושימן בסבילו איש אס לוי אחי שימן מימי אחי שימן מימי ועשו עלי איז מסיע במס לרובי ובסרוך אל איש אס יהודה אחי סחו ומימי עשו עלי מותרס לשימן וכן אחי שימי של רובי ואחי שימי של שימן הוי אחו יש מנוב כי גי קוליב שנוסו שתי נושים חלו ונערו So I mean, he mentions v'yesh girsi machlo v'neyog, but that's like the agoye by Mendel Michasvorin. V'yoldolei shtei bonis u'meis v'noso yachtzeir le'acha misose yeshtei noso v'yoldolei shtei bonis v'noso yakov v'shtei bnis yachtzeir zu le'acha misos achiso. Of course it has to be le'acha misos achiso because achis ishte b'chayeo b'chayishte is an erb Shimein v'Yehuda v'nosu Naftali v'Yisocho shtei achoyeis emeisu v'yomad Levi v'nosu eishes Yisocho ben Zilpo shelo yokorav lei v'Yehuda nosu eishes Naftali ben Bilo sharinochis etzlei umeisu b'libonim v'nofu v'nehuvi v'shimein eishes Levi asura l'shimein mipne Yisocho b'aylo sho Yisocho v'mimei muteres l'ruvein v'eishes Yehuda asura l'ruvein mipne Naftali b'aylo rishin sho Yisocho v'mimei muteres l'shimein v'chinachis ishtei ki Naftali sho yu l'shtei noshim odo v'tzilo v'yoldo l'yodo ez dino v'tzilo yoldo ez namo umeisu nis nosho v'lachir v'yoldo shtei boneis v'nosu ruvi v'shimein sabonis ha'acheleis ruvi nosu ez baso ado v'shimein basilo v'levi v'yehuda nosu eshtei bneis Naftali levi Dino basodo, Yehuda namo basilo, umeisu b'libonim, v'nof l'achoyis alolof ne'ruvein v'shimen, v'nimtzes eishes levi achis ishte shal ruvein, iz muteres l'shimen, v'eishes Yehuda achis ishte shal shimen, muteres l'ruvein. I mean, so, because of these gemores, so it's accepted, it's assumed by everybody that Yevomes and Nide, Yevome, Aminerev, Yevomes, and Nide are the most difficult Gemores in Shas. I mean, there is no basis for it. I mean, there are certain Gemores like Bovakame and Bovmutsie are much more difficult than Yevomes, than Erev, Yevomes, and Nide. But it's Maragele, Bipume Deinshe, that the three most difficult Gemores in Shas are Erev, Yevomes, and Nide. Why? I mean, who? And it's so. Why is it so assumed that Erev, Yevomes, and Nide are the most difficult Gemores in Shas? Because these three Gemores have many cases of computation, where there is a lot of arithmetic, and you have to concentrate upon it. Not that it's difficult. I mean, it couldn't be simpler than that. I mean, this Cheshbon, it couldn't be simpler. Nothing could be simpler than this. I mean, it's not even shayach to argue over it. It's a very simple cheshbon. But the only thing is, you have to concentrate. In other words, if you want to understand the Rashi and chew gum at the same time, you couldn't do it. So in other words, but if you concentrate, so it's very simple. So there is an expression, an adage, that the three most difficult Gemores are Erev, Yevomes, and Nide. And in other words, and it is Ayin. Aleph is Erev, Yud is Yevomes, and Nun is Nide. In other words, so why is it difficult? Because Ayin, you have to concentrate. You cannot feel relaxed when you go over these Cheshbeines. Now, Nide has more Cheshbeines than these. I mean, in Yevomes, you have relatively few Cheshbeines. But in Nide you have so many Cheshbeines. But it's not difficult. I mean, it's very simple. All right. Now, Eishes Ochiv Shol Hoya Beilom Lo Yishkaches Lo Ela Alibe De Rav Shimen Dishore B'Yivim Li V'Sev Neila V'Simonach Meis Neila V'Yivim Meis Neila V'Yivim Kein Ruvim V'Shimen V'Lei V'Yehud Ebn Yaakiv V'Nosu Ruvim V'Shimen Shtei Achoyins U'Meis Ruvim B'Libonim V'Nila D'Yisoch Al Yaakov U'Motzol Yivim Teizkuk Al Yivim אסור להם שמסיסוכים שלו יבלומי ויבמולבי ומשימן אחקי ונלעצבום ומוצא לו בייסה ויבמו יהודו ומסי לב ויהודו ונופל אחוי יסעלו לפני יסוכו וזבולן אשס לב יעשור ליסוכו מפני שבו ומוצא בייסה נפיל אסרו משהו יאוכיב שלו יבלומי ומתורס לזבולן שבו ומוצא בהתר תכשני לעצבום כבר נסיעב מוזול לבי וביבמם ולפסד נלעד שור רב שימן ואישס יהודו אסור לזבום, מפני שבו מוצא בייסר נפילס נישואי שמנוכיב שלו יהיו באילון, ומותרס לייסוכו, שרור שימן, Yehuda. Kalose kigim beruvi. No, Yehuda. Now, then he explains Kalose. Kalose kigim ben ruvenu ben shimen. There should be a dot here after Yehuda. Kalose kigim ben ruvenu ben shimen. Nosu shte achois. Umeis. Vinosu ulevi vi Yehuda. Achri ruvei. Vishimen, umeisu beleibonim. So kalose shalze muteres laze. Vishalze muteres laze. Vinimtu shte achois vishyamis. Now, one thing one has to admit. That Rashi certainly had computation ability. He didn't have any difficulties in computing. All right, once Rashi mentions the Hashbeinah, so if you concentrate, so it's very simple. But to think of all these Hashbeinahs, one has to have great computation ability. Given the detail of Misukmel Basaniso, Uchipashino and Bains like a Mayre Masnison, Vaide Litone Bite, Litone Lolicula Arroye is Mishum Tzad Bite. I mean, this is very strange. Visimonoch, Meis Nilavim, Kiliprash, Alme Litone Reprie Bhula Nikiraben, Rafu Bishisok of Shalibulome, Alme Tan Masnison, Tone Plukte, Dorepria Masnison Koi. Sasnison Koi. Elo, so the Gemara says, Elo, the Rebbe, Haniklole Lesla. The Rebbe Lesla Haniklole, the Rafri. Hilkach loy muk me masnissen biplukte, Elo binela glisevim li de rehat. Ravade kachine kamid rafkane oma mishmei de robe, leilom islei le Rebbe Haniklole. Vihoche komale, ime yanusa soviv, bichode mishkachaslo, bitarte loyko mishkachaslo. I Yaakov, so, Bezachoy Sonas, Achis, she went to Mishkaslo, Asurla Zemoteres, the Loy Mishkaslo. We base Nochi Sonas, Asurla Zemoteres, the Mishkaslo, Achis, she went to Loy Mishkaslo. Now, Rashi, Ime, Yamus Soviv, behold the Mishkas, Leochel, Nokatlo Maslist, she had to carry Boasurla Zemoteres, the Vachis, she went to Missiabemis, she Bezachoy Snifisiam, Utezuasurla Ze, Mishumime, Vichinzual Ze. ומותרס לשני, יהיה לו חודם משכחס לו. או יאסור לזה, מותרס לזה, או יחיסו כשיבנתו. אי יעקב, because we want to share. אי יעקב שתי אחוי סונס, ויולד לו יחס, לוי, ואחס יהודו, ונוסרו ונענוס הסוביב, אימי של לוי, ושימי נוסו, אסענוס הסוביב, אימי של יהודו, אחיסו כשיבנתו נפלס ליב, לפני לוי ויהודו בונה ומשכחס לו. But we can't visualize, אסור לזה, מותרס לזה. אסור לזה מתרס לזה למשכח אסלו, לפי ששתיהן אסור לזה על שניהם. אם משלוי ואסור להם שמימי, ואחיסו משמע אחיסו אין, וכן ליהודו, ושתיהן פטורס נחליץ נעים, וישתיהן נוכרי אסונס, ויולדו לי בייסבונים, ונוסו בייסבונים עם אישה אחרס, ונופו לפני בניהם, ואסור לזה מתרס לזה משכח אסלו, בודן דענת אחויס, אבל אב אחויס נינו, ויקם מלצה לרפחיה, משמיים משתי אחויס. Knockout. So in other words, Repriye mentions only something where there are two sisters and it's Asur Lazem Uteres Lazeh. But not if they are Nochiris to each other. Alright. Ravashoma Leilom Lesli Lerebe Haneklole Uvi Plukte Komaya. So then, so why did he say it? Why did he respond to Levi? So then Levi raised a good question. Why doesn't the Tanya of the Mishneh mention a 16th Ervo, Imei, in that word, and it will accord with Rabbon of Reb Yehuda. So it's Veheta. My Kimdumani Shin Lemea, because Kotidi Komale, Hoche Komale, my timely Dikes Masnis, the Masnis Reb Yehuda. Enochename, the Tane of the Mishneh mentions certain alohes that are controversial, that are told in a certain plukt. But he couldn't mention Imei, because Imei could only accord Beheter, I'll leave it the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda, but it couldn't accord Beheter. Beisa, yes, that's me, that's another child. So, but it couldn't accord Beheter without Isurim, I'll leave it the Rabbi Yehuda. And the Tana of the Mishneh happens to be Rabbi Yehuda. So, Mimele, this Tana of the Mishneh, so couldn't mention it. Umas, the Masnis Rabbi Yehuda, the Osavanus Soviv, the Ktone, how do we know? Sheish arayis chmuras meilum tnei shenisu yis lachayim. So is sorry say mutaris, because they're not ishesach. And tzora servo is only tzora servo mokim yivim is asur. But tzora servo shaloi mokim yivim is not asur. So what arayis does the Mishnah mention? The next Mishnah mention. Imei veishesoviv achisoviv. Ma imei? Ilayim nisuyesoviv haimei ishesoviv. Elulav anusesoviv. Vikotonim tnei shenisuyes lachayim. Lachayim mei leachim loi. Why lachim loy? According to the rabbonim of Reb Yehuda, so im lachim. Man shames ladies last for Reb Yehuda. The osab nisa soviv. Mishimoch leiton alay. But in the name of the Tanah, the Mishnah mentions controversial things. But he happens to agree with Reb Yehuda. So mele he couldn't mention a 16th avor because that could only be mentioned if the deceased brother did something that is awesome. Something else. So too, the Tanah of the Mishnah happens to agree with Rabbi Yehuda that Anus HaSoviv is Asur, but he still could mention a 16th Avor. He may. But in case Ruvain, the deceased brother, married Anus HaSoviv, the mother of Shimon, and then Ruvain died. So the mother of Shimon was Nifeles before her son. Mishkaches lo diova v'nosi. So the Gemara, so Rav Ashi gives the Teretz, Diloi Katon. In other words, he doesn't, the Tanah of the Mishnah doesn't mention examples that are contingent upon the violation of a certain Iser by the deceased brother. Now since the Tanah of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so Memele, the Imei as an Elvo could only be mentioned if Ruvain was even allowed the rising. Was he very loved the rice? Look at him. Omele Rabashel Rafkane. Beloi di name mishkachas lo. So it's mishkachas beloi di. How is it mishkachas beloi di? Yaakov onas kalose. Vehelid mimeno bay. Umeis ruvein beloi boni. Vinoflo kame bro. Umige di wasire tzorosana masire. So in other words, so the Gemara assumed diloi katone. So what does it mean diloi katone? Diloy Katone means that the Tane of the Mishnah, when he mentions the Svov Noshim, he only mentions the Svov Noshim that are not contingent upon an Aveire by the deceased brother. But an Aveire by somebody else, by the father, that he doesn't care to mention. He doesn't want to mention something that is based upon an Aveire by the deceased brother, by Ruve. But something that emanates, that is based upon an Aveire by Yaakov, the father of Ruvain, the father of Shimon, that he doesn't mind mentioning. So Memele asked him, true that the Tanah doesn't mention an example that is based upon an Aveire by the deceased brother, but we can visualize a case where the deceased brother is completely innocent. He didn't do any Aveires, but somebody else did Aveires. Who did Aveires? Put in Aveires, the father, Yaakov on Askalos. In other words, Eishes, Yaakov on Askalos, Eishes Ruve, the son Ruve. And then Veilid Menoben, and what's the name of the son that was born as a result of this Aveire of Elvo? Shime. Then, some Mele, at that time, So it was on us chalose. It was on us chalose. Now, and if it's now, and so, and Ruben wasn't even any Aveire. Enoch Name, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the moment Yaakov is on us chalose, so Ruben probably would be Mechuyev Alpidin to divorce his wife. Let's say, the wife of Ruvain, her name is Zilpah. And Yaakov, the father-in-law, was on Zilpah, the wife of Ruvain. The wife of Ruvain. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Ruvain would be Oseh to continue living with his own wife, because she's Anus HaSoviv. So he would be Mechuyev to divorce her. But maybe he did. He didn't live with her after that. So in other words, there was no Aveire committed by Ruvain after Ones Kalose. And then the Hilid Menobain, and Ruvain didn't continue living with her. He did divorce her. And then, I mean, but he didn't continue living with her. I mean, he's also, he does, there is no iser, I mean, in keeping her as a wife as long as he doesn't live with her. It's an isabie, legalik tafodi. So then, umay sruvein beloy banim, umay sruvein beloy banim, vinoflo kame bro, him and the brother. So the ishes ruvein is there, so she's the mother of Shimon. She is the mother of Shimon. So what does he gain by this example? In other words, so it's not contingent upon an aveire, but it's his brother. It's contingent by an aveire, by Yaakov, the father, but not by the deceased brother. Omalei, biachvese de tere komaire. I mean, it's not b'achiso. I mean, achiso doesn't make sense. Biachvese, a brother de tere komaire. Biachvese de isure loy komaire. Loy komaire. Now let's see the Rashi. Horegos, Ravasho malayim lesh le rabbi hanach klori. Ubifluki komaire kli malitei midod li toni iman. This is something shul miskach lana klori be rabbi. Lesh lana klori vitei miloche shavke. Dli maire bifluki, bifluki vani komaire. Because this Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yud. The other one is a sovereign Mishkar that should tip lame with Nino, Liyim, Miochiv, Miochiv. The other Vinosiv is a new sovereign of Liyim with Nino, Vlaisne, Beloy, the Nami Mishkar. So Rafkane, Ravashe inquired from Rafkane, Beloy, the Nami Mishkar. Shloyova ze Hamez bin Suel. So Rashi emphasizes, Shloyova ze Hamez bin Suel. But somebody else was of Abinsuel. On a scalosei, the over al das, the afal pi dim hadalei. Yeah, alright. The afal pi kein bot kolevi maslis. The tonalevi, ime ipomim puteres rosso, upom menim puteres rosso. Keita, hoi so ime nisu asovi, vinisis lochiv miovi, ume izu ime, shein puteres, shein puteres rosso. Hoi so ime nisu asovi, vinis lochiv miovi, ume izu, loi tafsek dushinbo, sharish esov, bikores, vamrim likamon im dushin teisim chayovi krisis. I mean it's remarkable. I mean, Rashi was a big daitin in every word, and when Rashi emphasized kishemeis roshaze, I mean, why did Rashi have to tell us? It's superfluous. I mean, is it important to know whether he's a Roshe or he's not a Roshe? I mean, it's not relevant. Why does Rashi? And you will follow it up every time in any Misechte. I mean, whenever there is something that is done by Avere, so Rashi will refer to that person who did that Avere by the term Roshe. Why is Rashi? It's not that Rashi was such a wild canoe, I mean, and he wanted, you know, to shower all his wrath and anger upon that person. But Rashi apparently felt that whenever we mention a case of averes, and if we don't characterize the person who did the averes as a Roshe, so we are not acting properly. Because maybe, who knows, sometimes an ignorant and a silly person, I mean, he'll learn a certain Gemara, and such an example is mentioned, he'll draw the conclusion, nothing wrong in doing that, nothing wrong in marrying Eishes Aviv. Well, you see, the Gemara talks about that. I mean, it's a very simple thing. So, because of that, Rashi is careful every time the Gemara mentions an example of an Aveire, to emphasize that the person who did it is a Roshe, in order that no one should get the impression there is nothing wrong. I mean, we see, I mean, in Zman of Chazal, I mean, all these things happened, I mean, and Chazal didn't say anything against it. All these examples are based upon that. So this is what somebody would say, and I can assure you that if someone made such a remark, and then he would receive a terrific applause nowadays. So because of that, Rashi emphasized whenever the Gemara mentions there is certain Avere, to refer to that person as a Roshe. No one should get the impression there's nothing wrong. Hilkach kishemeis Roshe ze lo inoflo zul yibn lifnidno dilav eishes achavoi ve'ino poiteres The Eino Poteres also. As a matter of fact, this was the Chiddush of John Dewey, because he was Mechadish. I mean, it was a Chiddush made for the modern psychologist, but it was not a Chiddush for the Jews who learned Gemara. So the Jews who learned Gemara knew that all the time. The approach by many educators and psychologists and psychiatrists, let's say 50 years ago, was that in order to deter youngsters from crime, so it's advisable to take the youngsters, you know, to prisons and to show them, I mean, this person is staying in the state penitentiary for 50 years because he committed this crime. That person is bound to get executed on the electric chair because he committed murder, I mean, and so on and so forth. Why? In order to impress upon them. So, to impress upon them, I mean, that it's not advisable, it's not good. Crime doesn't pay. And because of that, so Hollywood produced all kinds of shows of crime in order to deter people from crime. So then John Dewey was Mechadish, the big Chiddush, and it's still not followed up, that on the contrary, that far from deterring youngsters from crime, so when you show children crime, even if you show them that they are in prison and they suffer, so it suggests to the child, to certain sick children, it suggests something. Well, he'll do the same thing, but he'll be smarter than that criminal. That criminal was caught, but he will not be caught. So on the contrary, exposing youngsters to sins of crime does not deter youngsters from crime, but it suggests to many a youngster to commit a criminal act. And this is exactly the reason as to why Rashi is so emphatic and so careful. I mean, I don't think that you can find one instance all through Shas that where the Gemara mentions an example of someone committing an avere that Rashi shouldn't show his kanoyes and Rashi shouldn't say Rosh Hashem. All of a sudden Rashi says Rosh Hashem. Why? Because in some minds, in some young minds, if they go through the Gemara and they mention such a case, one married, if he did this, he did that, I mean, so it will suggest to him, I mean, nothing wrong. This is something that happens every day. Even the Chazal talk about it. You see, so that's why Rashi emphasizes, Hilkach kishemeis rosh hazeh, loinof lo zu liyivim lifne no, dilav eishes achavoi, vein viteres os. So, אבל כי הם בוט קוליבי מסליסן, איתון הלאיבי, אם היא פה מפותרס רוסו, הוא פה מאין מפותרס רוסו. הוי שאים הניסו עשובי, so then דושן was not אפס, so there is no איבן, וניסס לא הוכב מובי, ומאי זו אימא שאים פותרס רוסו. Because there is no איבן, שלא איבן מוקס איבן, איצור עשר בו, שלא איבן מוקים איבן, so she מותרס. הוי שאים היא אנוס עשובי, so then she is אסורו, but דושן is אפס. Vinicius Lochiv Miobiv, so Gdushni stay face, Umeis, Zui, Meshe Beteraseroso. The Aval P. Sheshonu Hachom Jesino Homeshesre, Yeshlonu Leisiv Sheshesre Kigins. Now, there is one thing that I want to point out. You remember last time, so I mentioned the Kashe of Samachenim. Why doesn't the Gemore say that even that even without the plukte, that even according to Rabbi Yude, so Ime could be mentioned. Let's say if let's say Shimon was conceived through Nisabro Beambete, so then he would be able, so there, it doesn't involve any Iser, So Mimele and the Iser of Anusas Aviv wouldn't have, so the Mleyareim assumes, he takes it for granted, that the Iser of Anusas Aviv, in other words, a woman who was Nisabro, Biambete, al the Aviv, is not Asura to the son, even Malibit Rabbi Yudah, because she's not Anusas Aviv, because there was no Bia. So, and he mentions, the Bishmuel says, the Dovah Poshut, that if an Ishishish was Nisabro Biambete, let's say from another man, that means she was artificially inseminated from another man, so she's not a Asura Lebayil. Why? It's a double poshut. I mean, that goes without saying. Because there was no beer, she was not mizani. So just as an ishishish that was artificially inseminated, that was nisabro beambete from another man, so she's not a surly bailo because there was no bia, so mimele, a woman who was nisabro beambete from the father should not be a suro libnoi. So mimele, let's say if Ruvain married a woman who was nisabro beambete from Yaakov, and then Ruvain and the son that was born as a result of that Ibur was Shimon, and Ruvain married that woman and it's Beheter, and then Ruvain died, so she fell before her own son, so that's the kasha. So I said that it's not such a double portion. That true, of course, in regard to Ishishish, that was Nisabro Biambete for another man. So of course she's Muteras Lebailo, because she was not Zinso. There was no Bie. Masha'in can hear, according to Rabbi Yude, so Gligali Knafoviv has reference to Anusa Soviv. Does Knafoviv mean Anusa Soviv? Knafoviv means, in what way does Knafoviv mean Anusa Soviv? The answer is, because Knaf, one of the meanings of Knaf is secrecy. It's a posik in Yom Yo. So the Targum translates Bimarboy. In secrecy, we clandestinely find bloodshed. In your secrecy there is bloodshed. So Knaf has the meaning of secrecy. So in other words, Loigale Knafoviv means that he's also to marry a woman who had an intimate relationship with the father. So Anusa Soviv is a woman who had an intimate relationship with the father. Now if a certain woman was Nisabromioviv, even though there was no Bie, but the mere fact that she conceived from the father, that is also an intimate relationship. So Mimele, it might come, I have no rayas, but it's not such a double poshut that the iser of Knaf Oviv does not apply to a woman that was Nisabro Biambete al the Oviv. So Mimele, we can say that the reason as to why the Mishnah doesn't mention the Ime, and let's say in the case where there was no iser, let's say that Ruvain married the woman who was Nisabro Biambete al Yaakov Oviv, because she, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's asur to get married. All right, so that is a good answer on that kasha. Now, but the question is, now that the Gemara asks, Omer Ravash Rav Kani, b'loy di nami mishkachas lo yati vonas kalosei v'heilid menu bein ומייס רובין בלוי בונים, ונוף לו כמה ברו, ומיגד יהיה אסורו, צורוס אינם אסורו. סום עלי, ביח וסד התירה כמיירה, ביח וסד נסורי כמיירה. Why? Because Shimon would be a mamzer in this case. So he does, the Tan of the Mishnah doesn't mention cases of psulim. In other words, where Shimon, the Yovim, is a mamzer. But, so this cannot be mentioned, but it still could be mentioned. Let's say this case, Yaakov was not on as Kalosei, but Kalosei, let's say Yaakov, had a son Ruvain. He had a son Ruvain. And Ruvain was married to a woman, Bilo, let's say. And then Bilo, Yaakov, not like that. I mean, Ruvain was married to a woman Bilo, and then Bilo became Nisabro Biambete Miyakov. Became Nisabro Biambete, she was artificially inseminated from Yaakov, her father in law. So Mimele, and then a son was born, Shimon. A son was born, Shimon. Now, the Torah even says, and it's a double poshut, the only one who was chilik and the Tureven is a Satmar Rebbe. I mean, the Satmar Rebbe is a big London. I mean, don't think that the Satmar Rebbe is not a big London. Whether you agree with him or not, the Satmar Rebbe is a big Yadin and a big London. But in this, he made a mistake. The Satmar Rebbe paskened that if an Ishishish is artificially inseminated, so, and then she had a child, so the child is a mamzer. And the Tureven, Yergiget after Slov, says the reverse, and it's a double poshut like the Tureven. I mean that he's not a mamzer because a vlad through a nishishish is a mamzer because of the Yisrael of the Yisabie. But when a nishishish is artificially inseminated, so mimele, he's not a mamzer. And the Tureven says that in Rgiget after Slov, in the sugi of psulo shenisabro beambete. So mimele, so the kasha is, the Gemara says, beachvese de tere komaire, beachvese de yisure, so but Gemara could ask another kasha, assuming that the iser of loyigalik nafoviv according to Rabbi Yehuda applies to a woman who is nisabro biambete mioviv, because such a woman also has a status of knafoviv. So mimele, so mishkacheslo that Yaakov had his son Ruve. And then Reuven was married to Bilo. And then Bilo was Nisabro Biambete from Yaakov. So, and then the child that was born, that was Shimon. Then Reuven died. So Bilo, the wife of Reuven, was Nifeles before her son Shimon. And she is, and then there is no Iser, because she was Nisabro Biambete later she was married to Reuven. She was Nisabro Biambete, and he didn't live with her after that. And then he died. And here we cannot give the teretz of the Gemara, Biachvese de Tere Komaire, Biachvese de Sole Komaire, because here is not a mamzer, unless we say like the Satmar Rebbe, but it's not Mistaba like the Satmar Rebbe. Unless you are going to say that from this Gemara it's a riot to the Satmar Rebbe. But it's not Mistava like him. I mean, many Achenim, the issue is the Shalom Eishiv also has a tshuva about Nisabo HaNishishish that was Nisabo Beambete. And he also says, it's a double poshut, that the Vlad is not a mamzer because there was no beer. So Mimele, so Rebbe could mention without any Yisurim on the part of Reuven. So we could mention a case, another Elvo, he may. So we have to say that when the Gemara says Biachvese de Tire Komaire, Biachvese de Isura Loi Komaire, the Gemara doesn't mean Dafke Biachvese de Isura where the child, the Yovm, is a Mamza Loi Komaire. I mean, why not mention a case where the Yovm is a Mamza? Why can't that be mentioned? What's wrong with mentioning that case? So it's not the fact that in this case of Yaakov Onas Kalosei, Vehilid Menu Ben, Shimon is a mamzer, that's why Rebbe didn't want to mention it as a 16th Ervo. Because what's wrong with mentioning a case where the Yovm is a mamzer? So the Gemara doesn't say, Bi achvese di ksheirim komaire, Bi achvese di psulim loy komaire. The Loshna Gemara is Bi'achvese de Tere Kamayre, Bi'achvese de Yisura Le Kamayre. In other words, you see, because Gemara first as Rabbine, first as the Kashe, Diyo Vavenos. So he said, Diyo Loi Katon. So then Ravashe, Le Rav Kanes, No, Biloi Di Nama Mishkachslo, Yaakov Ones Kalosei. So how did Ravashe improve upon the Kashe of Rabbine? So Rabbine has the similar Kashe. So he said, no, the Tan of the Mishnah doesn't want to mention something that is contingent upon Averes by Reuven. So what did he ask? Another Echatim say, something that is contingent not upon an Avere by Reuven, but by an Avere by Yaakov. So in other words, so Ravashi assumed that through the Tan of the Mishnah doesn't want to mention a case that is based upon an Avere by the deceased brother, but he doesn't mind mentioning a case that is contingent by an Avere, not by the deceased brother, but by the father. That he doesn't mind. So what did he get? Actually, I mean, why should the why should there be a difference? Monefshach, in the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't want to mention cases that are based upon Averes. So what difference does it make? Whether it's based upon an Avera by Ruvein, the deceased brother, or an Avera by Yaakov. But obviously, Ravashi felt that there is a difference. Two, the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't want to mention cases that are based upon Averes by Ruvein, but case that is based upon an Avera by Yaakov, that he doesn't mind mentioning. So when he gave him the teretz, Rav Kana, he says, so the pshat is not b'achmese de tere kamayre. He doesn't want to mention a case where the yovm is a posel, is a mamzer. Why not? He means he doesn't want to mention, for the same reason that he doesn't want to mention a case where Ruvein mentioned married Anusa Soviv. Why? Because according to Rav Yudi, it's osea. So he doesn't want to mention a case where Yaakov on eskalose. It's even a bigger aveire. So, ba'achvese, where the case of the ach of Shimon is a result of heter, where the identity, the existence of Ruvein is a result of legitimate act, fine. But ba'achvese, the yisura lekamayre, where the whole existence of Shimon, the whole example is based upon an aveire, by virtue of the fact that someone did an aveire, whether the aveire was done by Ruvein or Avera was done by Yaakov, it doesn't make any difference. So, b'achmes the Yisurah l'kamayre. So, Mimele, he couldn't mention a case where Biro Eishes Ruvein was artificially inseminated from Yaakov, because for a woman, I mean, this is, there is no Shaila that there is an Issa Gomo. There is an Issa Gomo for a married woman to become artificially inseminated. Not only a married woman, let's say Pnuyo. Unfortunately today, I mean, there are women who are not married, I mean, who are divorced, and then they become artificially inseminated. So that is an Issa Gomo. What is the Issa? So if, let's say, the Issa is, if she's artificially inseminated from Israel, so then there is the Yisr of Kimolo or Ezimo. Because the smack says, and it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the smack says that someone should not sleep on the sheet of a married woman. That a woman should not sleep on the sheet, on the sheet of a man. Why? Because maybe, I mean, this is such a remote possibility. It could happen maybe once in 1,000 years. So maybe it will be nisabro b'ambete. In other words, maybe the shechvazera of a certain man will be inserted accidentally into her womb, and then she'll become nisabro. So what's wrong with that? So then we will not know who the father is. So nimtzoch neise achese. So in other words, so the Torah is so cautious in regard to the maintenance of the pedigree of the yiches, that we have to be cheshish even for a remote possibility, something that could happen once in 1,000 years. So certainly if a woman is artificially inseminated by the semen of anybody other than a husband, so it's an Issa Gomo of Gimolo or Ezimo. But let's say, suppose she's artificially inseminated by the semen of a goy, so then there is no yiches when a Bas Yisrael has a child, conceives through a goy, so then he's not misyaches after the father, the biological father, so then the Iser of Gimolo or Ezimo wouldn't apply. But still there would be an Issa. What kind of an Issa would it be? So that's the love the Raise of Uchmasi Eretz Mitzrayim Loisasu. So the Gemara says, Maru Yoisim HaMitzrim, Ish Neisi Ish, V'Isho Nises L'Isho, V'Isho Nises L'Shtei Anoshim. So these are Teves, abominations that the Torah asks. So it's a love the Raise. Now, so the Rivon says, Isha Niseis, Isha Niseis, Li Isha means שהיא מחליפי, שתי נושים שמחליפי את השכבזרה שלהם, שקיבלו מבעלה. That's what it means, אישו ניסי איסלישו. In other words, if that means artificial insemination. If the שכבזרה of one husband is inserted into the womb of the other woman. So that comes within the love of Kimasa Yeres Mitzrayim Lissasu. Now that's the Pshat of the Rivon in Sechah Shabbos. And it's also Gemore Yivomes, Kimasa Yeres Mitzrayim Lissasu. So Teisves is Chilik on that Pshat, and Teisves says that not only Machliv Eshech Vezera comes within that love, but the case where Mishavshif for Yises Anakvu Zulezu, in other words, lesbian practice, also comes within that love. But it's mashma from Teisves, that Teisves is not really on the Rivon's case. In other words, Teisves holds that Mishavshif is Nikvoson Zubezu also comes within that love. Any lesbian practice comes within that love. But Teisves is made that מחליף איזה שכבזרה שקיבלו מבעליהן certainly comes within that love. So ממילא that means that to become artificially inseminated deliberately is an isagomo. So ממילא the reason is why the Mishnah does not mention this case, because it's one of two cases. Either where it is done, where it happens accidentally. So if it happens accidentally, it can happen once in 1,000 years accidentally. So then he doesn't have to mention, because if one mandoma says that beyond snoy kmaire, why? The bikulan ani kere ben mashma birogili is. Even though beyond sin is relatively rogel, mashenke. So, but certainly this case where accidentally she's nisablo biambete, not deliberately, that's so remote, I mean, so unusual, that the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't have to mention something that can happen once in 1,000 years. But deliberately it can happen. Now, unfortunately, it happens every day, this. So mimele, when it's done deliberately, so then it's an isagomo. It involves an isa. Let's say, if let's say the kalose of Yaakov was deliberately artificially inseminated from Yaakov, so it involved an Isaiah of Kimolo or Zimor, and it involved an Isaiah of Umasiyah Mitzrayim Lissasu. So Mimele, the same Teresa the Gemara says, Biachlese de Atele Kamaire, Biachse Yisrael Kamaire, that the Gemara mentions the connection of Yaakov on his kalose. So we can say in regard to this too, because the Gemara doesn't mean Achlis Edetel, Achlis Yisrael Kamaire, because Psulim Loi Kamaire. It means Achlis Yisrael, if the whole example is based upon an Aveire by anybody, whether it's by the deceased brother or by Yaakov the father, it doesn't make any difference. So here too, that it could happen without Aveire's Mimezit. So that's so remote that it can happen once in 1,000 years. So that certainly the Tana wouldn't mention. And to happen deliberately, so then it's based upon an Aveire. So be Achlis said Yisrael Loi Kamaire.
The teacher says, now I think this is the right shot in Shakespeare. Not only that, from the Roshin of the Rosh, Teisus Rosh, it's Mamesh Mevuah. The Teisus doesn't mean we're criminally gave issues on the East, the Chlon Esro, because of the Nisachar Yisrael. But since there is a Yeshiva, so he says, Ruben was Mikavish, the Isha, Chutz Mishimah.